Are you looking for a view of the world that's a bit different? Hi, I'm Jason Palmer, a host of The Weekend Intelligence, a podcast from The Economist. Join us to hear the stories that matter most to our correspondents and editors. Every Saturday, we introduce you to people and ideas that take you outside the ordinary and expand your horizons one episode at a time. Join us and see the world from a new perspective. To listen free until May 31st, search Spotify for The Weekend Intelligence.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
So a piece, a very important Wall Street Journal op-ed piece by a distinguished nuclear physicist and climate scientist, my friend Steve Koonin. Will climate change really put New York underwater? This is fabulous. NOAA, which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says the city's seawall or sea level will rise 1 foot by 2050. All right. NASA, I guess, agrees with them, the space agency. So we got Steve Koonin on the horn, former Obama Energy Department chief scientist, currently professor at NYU University, and author of the book Unsettled, What Climate Science Tells Us, What It Doesn't, and Why It Matters. So, Steve, I guess I got to get a wetsuit or something. I mean, I often broadcast from our place in Connecticut, but I'm now broadcasting right here in the heart of Manhattan. And Fox News, Fox Media is also in the heart of Manhattan. So am I going to be inundated by water, or is this just baloney, more climate baloney?
Well, you know, Larry, it's mostly baloney.
All right.
NASA and NOAA put out these reports, NASA in November and NOAA back in February, that said, as you said, the sea level is going to go up by 1 foot over the next 30 years. And since I'm a data guy, and I live part of the time in Manhattan, I wanted to see what does that mean for Manhattan.
That's right. You're at NYU, man. You're going to get got to get your bathing suit on, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope, Larry, that you and I are around to see whether this prediction actually comes past. But, you know, if you look at the actual data, and we've had a tide gauge running at the battery since 1856, measuring every hour, every day, the height of the water. And if you look at how much it has risen over the last 25 years, from 1995 to 2015 or so, it has risen about 6 inches. And then if you go back, though, to 1955, over the 30 years before that, it also rose about 6 inches. Mm. And then it rose much more slowly in the 1980s and 90s. So it goes up and down, as many things in climate does. And what these guys did, sadly, the NASA prediction comes out of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is where I used to be at Caltech. Caltech runs JPL. What they did was to take the last 30 years and just straight line the trend going up. And that's just so discordant with what we've seen before. I don't know if they're right or not, but it sure will be very different very soon if their predictions come to pass.
You know, okay, so the agencies, in some sense, are to blame for putting this out without the right caveats. The right scientific and data analysis caveats, I think, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But like you always say, and you say it in your book Unsettled, the media just runs with this. They don't know what they're talking about. They see this, and they just run with it like crazy. And here's the question. I mean, how much of this is man-made? So if we stop, if we stop tomorrow, all right, no more oil, no more natural gas, no more coal, no more fossils, how much would that impact the increase in the water level by the battery downtown New York?
Yeah, so the reports actually say it would not have any effect at all. Namely, this rise that we're seeing is locked in, independent of what you assume about emissions going forward. The rise at the battery comes partly from climate processes, but partly because the land is also sinking. The land is sinking at about 2 inches every 30 years because of the rebound of the land from the glaciers that were there about 20,000 years ago. So, you know, it amounts to not much at all, frankly, even if you read the reports.
So shutting down fossil fuels will not stop some of this?
Not over the next 30 to 40, 50 years.
So then why does everybody want to shut down fossil fuels?
Well, as you know, and I try to explain in the book, this is a political discussion.
Yeah.
It's also a values discussion. How much risk do you want to incur for your great-grandchildren? But it's not about trying to stop the sea level from rising, at least within your lifetime or my lifetime.
By the way, are the buildings down at this battery, does that have any impact? We built all these gigantic buildings. Is that pushing the land down?
Yeah, I don't think so. The weight is not very much. And, you know, the tide gauge is anchored to bedrock. And the bedrock is not going anywhere because of those influences. Mostly it's because the land is sinking as it recovers from the weight of the glaciers 20,000 years ago. It's actually interesting. If you go up the Hudson River, you get to about Kingston, New York. And there it changes from the land sinking to the land rising because you would expect as the weight of the glaciers disappeared, the land would rise. And that's true mostly, but the dynamics of the crust are not so simple. And you can measure how high the tide gauge is at the battery using GPS, and people do that with great precision. And in fact, it's going down at about 2 inches every 30 years.
But it's not because too many people are driving cars.
No, it's got nothing to do with that.
But that's the case that's being made.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe in the end of the century we might see something from human influences. But right now, no.
All right. Steve Conan, you're a prince. Thank you ever so much for clarifying this. I'm going
to
keep my bathing suit hung up in the closet for now. I don't swim that well anyway. Folks, we're going to take a quick break and then come back. Joe Biden apparently is going to our southern border. What does that mean? We got former DHS Secretary Chad Wolf to tell us all about Mr. Biden in Motel 6 in El Paso.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show